call courage.
That guy was something else.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Dr. Oxbow.
How was school?
Thrilling.
School was thrilling?
Yeah. In history class, we had a guest speaker, Captain Bill Melton of the Tuskegee Airmen.
He was in a fighter squadron in World War II.
Yeah, you ought to hear your grandfather talk about those men.
Well, Dad, he told us all these stories about the missions he flew in Europe.
That's right.
And then he showed us films of the jets the Air Force is using today.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, it's amazing what they do with those planes.
Yes, indeed.
When I saw that film and I heard Captain Melton, I finally realized my purpose in life.
We both did.
Which is?
To fly!
Up in the wild blue yonder.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you guys graduate from high school. You apply to the Air Force Academy or the Naval Academy.
Dad.
Huh?
I want to fly now.
Me too.
Now, Dad, before you say no, please hear me out, because after you hear what I have to say,
yeah,
you are going to want me to fly too.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not just doing this for myself. If I learn how to fly, the whole family will benefit.
We will.
Okay, vacations.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we drove out to the Grand Canyon, how much you loved it?
Oh, yeah, it was a nice vacation.
I know.
Yeah.
And you always talk about going back, but nobody in the family wants to take that long, hot, dusty car trip with you again.
They don't.
No. So I'm suggesting, Dad, I could get us there in no time by flying.
With me as co-pilot.
Let me just stop this for one second, because you guys are talking about doing all this flying, but, so far, you don't have a plane or a pilot's license.
But I can get one if I take lessons. May I?
What are your parents saying about this?
Well, I haven't asked them yet. We stopped here first. But a yes from you could carry a lot of weight with them.
I'm flattered.
So, do I get permission?
I'm not saying no.
All right!
But I haven't said yes.
That's okay, Dad, as long as you're not saying no.
Well, I just want you to know that something of this magnitude, we have to pass by Mrs. Huxtable.
Fair enough.
Dr. Huxtable, we welcome the opportunity.
Okay, I just ask one thing. When you get ready to pass it by Mrs. Huxtable, I want to be there to see it.
Okay, Dad. Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Huxtable.
Thank you.
Now, come on, we have to think of what to say to Mom before she gets home. We'll just use the same arguments we used on your dad.
We can't. She's an attorney. She's sharp.
Ooh, jump back! Will you look at this? Mother's little cooks.
You never cooked for me. Just walked in and said, can we take flying lessons?
And look at this. Mrs. Huxtable's favorite green olives.
I know.
Boy, you guys are cooking up a little strategy here.
That's right, Dad. We mean business.
All right. Well, I just hope your mother doesn't die of food poisoning before she gets to say yes.
Daddy.
Hey.
I'm going to bring somebody over to play.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Come on. You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
What makes him your boyfriend?
I told him he was.
Now, Rudy, I thought you told me I was your boyfriend.
You're too old.
Cockroach, this is amazing. You get turned down by women of all ages.
Now, how did you come to meet this boyfriend? Did you see him across a crowded room?
No, he sits next to me in class.
I see. And you really kind of like him, huh? All right, well, then you have my blessings. Would you please bring him over as soon as possible so I can meet him?
Thanks.
Yes. Oh, one thing. What is his name?
His name is Bode.
Bode?
That's right. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Rudy. Cliff, could you come in here, please?
Yes, dear.
Come on, get the stuff together. I'm not finished slicing the olives. You don't have time. Bring the jar.
Hey.
Cliff,
Cliff, we really have to do something about that crack in the sidewalk. I just broke the heel off my shoe.
Okay, I'll give Mr. Lucas a call first thing in the morning.
Mrs. Huxtable, would you like us to take your shoe in to be repaired?
That's all right, Walt. I'll do it myself tomorrow on the way to work.
Mom, how would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
Not now, Theo. Thank you.
Olive.
No, thank you.
That's okay, because you can wait for the spaghetti dinner we prepared.
Dinner?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want from me?
Claire, before they start this, if you feel a loss of air pressure, don't worry, because oxygen masks will fall from the ceiling.
Dad.
I'm sorry.
Mom, I'm going to ask you a question. And before you say no, I want you to promise you'll hear me out.
Okay, I promise. I'll hear you out.
Now, I'm not expecting you to say yes. I'll be happy if you don't say no.
Theo, what is it?
I want to take flying lessons.
Flying lessons?
Now, you promised you would hear me out.
All right, go on.
Mom, ever since the dawn of man, it has been his dream to fly.
And on December 17th, 1903, on a sandy strip of land in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright brothers made that dream come true.
Thanks to pioneers like them, today anyone can share the dream of soaring above the clouds.
I'm sure there's a point in there somewhere.
It just so happens, only 6 miles from here, there's a small airport.
Where one can take an introductory flying lesson for only $20.
Well, it's a little bit difficult to picture my son soaring above the clouds when he doesn't even have a driver's license.
But, Mom, most experts say that it is safer to fly than it is to drive a car.
I want you to know that I have listened to everything you have had to say, and I am impressed. You're obviously serious about this.
Yes, we are.
Then I think you should take a flying lesson. What do you think, Cliff?
I'm behind you 100%.
I can fly! I can fly!
All right. Olive. Walt, if your parents give you permission, I'll take you to the airport myself tomorrow.
Come on, let's go ask Dad.
Wait. What about dinner?
Enjoy it, Dad.
Off we go into the wild.
I've married you for 23 years, and you never cease to amaze me.
I amaze myself.
Do you realize what you just did?
Yes.
You just gave your son permission to take flying lessons.
Yes.
This doesn't worry you.
Oh, Cliff, I am going to check out the airport. I will make sure that they have licensed, qualified instructors.
That isn't what I asked you. I asked you if this doesn't worry you.
I'm scared out of my mind.
Then why didn't you tell him no?
I was waiting for you to say no.
I was waiting for you to say no.
Cliff, we made an agreement. If one of the children shows a sincere interest in something, we would encourage them. Well, he's obviously sincere about this, and one way to test just how sincere he is to let him take a flying lesson.
Do you think we did the right thing?
What do you think?
I think we did the right thing.
So do I.
But if something happens, it's going to be your fault. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Burchette, and give my best to Bev. Thank you. This is helpful. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, how are you? And
fine.
Who is this?
This is Bud.
Well, Bud, how are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Heard so much about you.
Can he stay here and play?
We have to call his parents.
His mom's waiting outside in the car.
Okay, pardon me, Bud. I will go ask her.
Come on.
Is it all right? Okay. Bud, you're in.
Good.
Now, would the two of you like a delicious snack?
No, we're not hungry.
Oh, Bud, what about you?
We're not hungry.
Okay.
Can we go outside and play in the backyard?
Yes, but make sure you stay in the backyard only.
We will.
Okay.
Come on, you have to hold my hand.
Dad, how was the flying lesson?
Incredible.
Yeah.
The best.
Wow, Mom. Now, where's Mom?
She's parking a car. Uh-huh. Dad, he should have been there. We had the greatest instructor.
Yeah, he wore this beat-up old leather jacket, scarf around his neck, and these intense aviator glasses.
And they look good on him, but on us, they're gonna look unbelievable.
Uh-huh. So did you get off the ground?
Definitely. We climbed to about 7,000 feet, and then we leveled off.
And that's when the instructor took his hands off the wheel, looked at me, and said, take it.
You took it? Dad?
I took it.
All right.
There we were, soaring high above the clouds, the earth below us. It really put my life in perspective.
How?
I have to be a pilot, Dad.
Me too. And the instructor said we can get our license with about 50 hours of flight training.
Well, how much does that cost?
About $50 an hour.
$50?
Yeah.
Okay, well, since it's going to cost that much, I think it's something I have to tell you. If you don't mind, just bear with me. I have in my hand...
my tennis racket.
Yes. Theo Huxtable, age 11, came to his mother and father jumping up and down and said, I think I can put my life in perspective. I want to become a tennis pro and win Wimbledon. His mother and father said, well, if he wants to do this, then let us grant him this wish. The mother drove young Theo to Bob Ryland's tennis camp for 3 weeks. He played, he hit, he ran back and forth. And then he had his first match, and he lost. And you came back here, and you dropped the tennis racket down. You said, I don't want to play anymore. I said, what happened? You said, well, the guy I was playing against didn't hit the ball to me right.
Did you do that?
I was only 11 years old.
Ah, only 11, he says. Well, let's move ahead.
Oh, my God. My guitar.
Yes, age 14. Young Theo Huxtable comes to his parents again, jumping up and down. My life into perspective, he said. I have a feeling that I want to become the greatest rhythm and blues singer in all the world. Can I have a guitar, please? Can I take lessons, please? He took one lesson, came home and he said, lessons are not for me. Learning the notes is not for me. It's what's in me that counts. Obviously, what's in him didn't come out because I found this in the basement.
Well, Dad, I know I haven't been serious about a lot of things, but I'm super serious about flying.
Okay, let's take for granted you are. I have some important information here about flying from Dr. Burchett. He owns his own plane and he flies all the time, and he gave me some important information on how much it costs for the five of us to fly over the Grand Canyon.
But we want to take the whole family.
Yeah, but son, you should know there are certain members of this family who know you and would not go near that plane if you were the pilot. So, a twin-engine plane, fully equipped, seating five passengers, costs
$495,000. $495,000?
Used.
Well, maybe we could rent a plane.
I checked on that also. $350.
We can handle that.
Per hour.
Per hour?
Per hour.
Listen, maybe we should forget the Grand Canyon and just concentrate on getting our license.
I agree.
Your license cost $7,000 a piece.
$7,000.
That's expensive.
Yes, especially since you only get $8 a week for your allowance.
Okay.
Theo, we've got to find a way to fly.
We'll get jobs. We can work after school.
And on weekends.
Hey, I'll work two jobs if I have to.
Me too.
You will?
Yes.
You promise?
Dad, I'm super serious about flying.
If you're serious, then I will pay for half of your lessons.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Dr. Huxtable, if you do that, I am sure my parents will, too.
Cockroach, we're in.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Come on, we got some planning to do.
Theo?
Yeah?
You serious?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't have any room in that basement for an airplane.
Mom, are you really going to
let Theo fly a plane?
Well, if he does the work and passes the test, yes.
You're gonna let Theo fly a plane and you won't let me wear makeup?
Those are two different issues.
I agree. One costs a lot of money and one doesn't. I could wear makeup for $5 a week.
And I know another difference. In order to fly a plane, you have to get a license from the FAA. In order to wear makeup, you have to get a license from me.
Okay.
Hello.
Come here a second. Now, I have been watching Rudy play with Bud. Look at this.
Home base is over here.
I thought you said it was over there.
I changed my mind. You're it. Count.
One, two, three.
Count slower.
One, two.
Slower.
One, two.
I've never seen her so bossy.
She is kind of pushy.
Well, I don't like it. Call her in here.
It's not slow enough.
Now?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Would you call her in here, please?
All right.
Yes, now.
Rudy, Bud, come on in.
Can we have something to drink?
Sure, what would you like?
I want apple juice and so does Bud.
Bud, is that what you want?
Yes.
I'm asking Bud.
I want apple juice. Say please.
Please.
Rudy, before you have your juice, I'd like to speak with you in the living room.
Okay.
And while they're talking, you and I will have a tall glass of apple juice. Man to Bud.
Okay.
Bud seems nice.
Yes.
How are you getting along?
Good.
Well, I noticed you playing with him in the backyard, and you were very bossy. You were telling him what to do, when to do it, and how you wanted it done?
I know.
Why were you doing that?
So he'll do what I want.
Honey, maybe Bud doesn't like to be told what to do.
Yes, he does.
How do you know that?
Because when I tell him to do something, he does it.
Do you boss your other friends around like that?
No, just Bud.
Why?
Because I like him the most.
You like him the most because he does what you say?
Yes.
Honey, people do not like to be told what to do all the time. And if you don't stop that, he might stop liking you. Do you want that to happen?
No.
You don't like it when people tell you what to do all the time, do you?
No.
Well, I think we should work this out.
How's the apple juice, Bud?
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
My name's not good.
What is your name?
Kenny.
Why does she call you Bud?
She says she likes the name better.
So what do you like?
Kenny.
Well, why don't you tell her that?
I don't know.
Well, Kenny, if you don't like something somebody's doing, then you have to tell them that. You have to say no. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, let me hear you say it.
No.
Oh, you can go, you know, deeper than that.
No.
Yeah. You can go deeper than that, can't you?
Hi, Bud.
Now's your chance.
Rudy? Mm-hmm. My name's not Bud, it's Kenny.
Would you like something to eat, Kenny?
Sure.
How about some peanut butter and celery?
No.
How about some delicious grapes?
Yes.
All right. I think that after Kenny finishes his snack, we'll take him on home.
Hey, Theo, got a great idea. Why don't we take our dates to the prom in a plane?
Yeah. Then we're gonna look so good walking into the prom with the leather jackets and the aviator glasses.
We'll be able to dance with anyone we want.
Cockroach, you should look at this.
What?
Well, these figures. After our parents give us half, we still have to come up with $3,500 apiece to get the pilot's license.
That's why we're getting the jobs.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that easy making that kind of money working part-time. Now, if you figure in taxes, we're going to have to work 1,150 hours?
No problem.
Wait, you don't understand. We go to school during the week. We come home and do homework at night. The only time we can work is on the weekends.
So we'll work a lot of hours on those weekends.
How? We have college boards coming up, and it takes a lot of time to study for that pilot's license.
You're right. We'll be working or studying every minute of the day.
It's gonna take us forever to get that license. And next year is our senior year. Man, we're gonna miss out on everything.
I know. Senior year is the best year of your life.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just buy the leather jackets.
So, what did you say to Rudy?
I told Rudy that she has to learn to respect other people's wants. She can't go around expecting people to just do what she wants all the time. Or it might be goodbye, bud.
You mean goodbye, Kenny.
Who's Kenny?
Bud.
What?
She named him Bud.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Cockroach and I have been talking about flying.
Uh-huh.
And we figure since we'll both be getting our driver's license next year, we don't need to fly.
Now, wait a minute. What happened with the Tuskegee Airmen and flying the Grand Canyon with the whole family or whoever wants to go and life in a proper perspective?
Those things are okay, too. But to appreciate this great country of ours, you have to see it at ground level.
Does this mean that you never want to fly?
No. We're just saying we're going to put it off for a while.
See, Theo and I feel that right now there are more important things than flying.
Like what?
You know, like developing academically and socially at school.
And spending time with our families.
Well, I'm glad to see that you boys have given this such thought, and I respect your decision.
Yes, we felt it was the mature thing to do.
But we want to thank you for being so supportive.
You're welcome.
We're going to go to the Gerald's house, but I will be back by dinner.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
They changed their mind. Theo is not going to fly. He's going to stay on the ground. Life is beautiful.
I kind of feel a little sad about not being able to soar over the Grand Canyon. I think I'd take some flying lessons myself.
You cannot do that.
Why?
Three good reasons. First of all, to learn to fly, you should be young. Second, you should have spare time. And as a physician, you don't have that. And third, you're not allowed.
Who says so?
I say so, bud.
Studio audience.